Om Shanti. 8th August 2019, Thursday. Slogan: You are the children of the Great Father, and so you do not allow your hearts to become small or afraid of small things. So we are the children of the Great Father, and that's why two things: do not allow your hearts to become small. So the heart should not become small, and you shouldn't be afraid of small things. So no fear about small things. When Baba says small heart, it means to become depressed, disheartened, and to remain fearless. Don't be afraid of small things that are happening in life. So we are the children of the Great Father, and just as the Father is great, we should also remain great, become great. And great people don't lose hearts. Don't people don't get disheartened, don't lose courage, and are not afraid of small things. So these are the two things. Small heart also means constricted heart. Also means a selfish heart. So small heart also means a very small heart, a constricted heart, a contracted heart, a selfish heart, which doesn't think anything beyond itself. And such a heart always has a tendency to get disheartened, to get depressed, to be afraid of small things. Baba wants us to become great, and greatness is never borrowed. Greatness is something which is to be earned. Greatness, for greatness you have to pay price. Greatness will not come as an inheritance. Greatness you have to sweat, work hard, achieve, earn, or rather do something that you deserve greatness. So when our Father is great, He wants us to become great. And the signs of greatness are these two: not to get disheartened. We get disheartened many times in life, and we become fearful also, because as human beings we are very emotional human beings, emotional creatures. But one beautiful principle one should remember always in life is that never get emotionally involved with anyone. This is one of the greatest principles to remain stable, except God. Do not get emotionally involved with anyone. They may be laukiks or alaukiks. The moment you become emotionally dependent on somebody, the disturbance starts. And as I said, we are emotional creatures. We have a tendency to get emotionally involved with people with things, with friends, with our near and dear ones, and also with our enemies. To remain emotionally detached is the beginning of the spiritual life. Those who are emotionally labile, in medical, they use the word lability. Emotionally labile, emotionally very much unstable, they often suffer from many emotional problems, and one of the emotional issue is to get disheartened. And when do we get disheartened? When do we get disheartened in life? When expectations are not fulfilled. When do we get disheartened? When we get disheartened, it's never because of others. It is somewhere we are responsible. Others have just acted as catalysts. Rather, they have no role in our getting disheartened. We are getting disheartened because of our own internal reasons. So the first thing to understand is that happiness and sorrow is a choice. Others are not responsible for it. But to understand this simple principle, one takes so many years. Bookish knowledge of it doesn't work. One has to undergo through his own experience to understand that my happiness is because of my own reasons. My sorrow is because of my own reasons. I am the master, I am the creator of my sorrow, and I am the creator of my happiness. Others have no role in it. I feel that this person is making me unhappy. A is making me unhappy. B is cause of my sorrow. C doesn't talk well. D insults me. E levels false accusations against me. But these are external elements. How can they be responsible for my sorrow? When I know my self-worth, none of these things, none of these people can ever affect me. It's probably I'm coming under their influence. That's why I said, in this spiritual path, accept God. Never get emotionally involved with anyone, either friends or enemies. Because any involvement will cause disturbance. So Baba says, don't get disheartened. Don't make your heart small. Your heart is very big. So don't get depressed, disheartened, discouraged, dispirited by any of the small things that are happening in life. Take everything as a challenge. Take everything as a learning experience. Take everything as settling of karmic accounts. Take everything as if it has come to teach me something. So keep on learning from each and every small thing that's happening in life, rather than resorting to negative behavior. Why this thing has happened to me? Because everything that is happening to me has some reason. Nothing is happening here without a reason. And this is an eternal shooting which has already been done. So what had happened in the last kalpa, the last cycle, the same thing is happening. So it's nothing new for me. I need not to be surprised by anything that is happening. My only task is to remain stable in the face of all the situations, adverse situations. So, It is useless to remain, get disheartened. And what happens when we get disheartened? It's again time waste. Because you don't want to talk with anyone. You want to just sit. So, your energy is gone. Energy waste. And you are involved in waste thoughts. And you move away from Baba. And you move away from Gyan. And you move away from Yoga. You move away from Seva also. You don't feel like to do any Seva when you are depressed, when you are disheartened. And you may plot something against the person who made you disheartened. Some scheme, some conspiracy, some act of revenge, some plan. Something will go on. Something will cook in the heart against that person. So things are happening, things are going. Don't hold them. This holding nature. That particular person said something to me 10 years back. I am still remembering it. Things are going, things are coming, things are happening. Everything is in the state of flux. Everything is in the stage of flux, moving, motion. Nothing is in the stage of inertia. You see this sketch pen. This is at one place, but it is not at one place. If you use electron microscope, you will find that everything is moving inside. There are electrons which are moving. Photons are there. If you go further, you will realize everything is energy. And energy is not stable. Energy is moving around. This whole universe is the universe of ocean of energy. So everything is moving inside and outside. In the microcosm and in the macrocosm. There are two cosmos. One is macro, which is outside, and one is inside, that is microcosm. So everything is moving. So when everything is moving, why should I hold? Why should I remember? Whatever that has happened, forget it, full stop. Don't carry it forward. I again and again repeat. Mahatma Gandhi said, when I sleep at night, I die. And when I get up in the morning, I am reborn. So when I am reborn, why should I remember the events of the past life, that is yesterday? Yesterday was past life. Everything is gone. I don't have to remember it. One thing, I learn from things and I go ahead. But I don't carry any grudge, any negativity, any hatred for anyone. Because if I carry it, my whole mind, heart, being, soul, spirit, world would get rotten. So, never feel depressed. Depression or this feeling disheartened is a great enemy. It makes heart go down, sink. Then there is no enthusiasm, no zeal, no happiness, nothing. You just want to stay alone in your own world of sorrow. So never allow even slight amount of this disheartened spirit to enter our being. So because we are the children of Great Father. So that's why keep watch on every small thought which is carrying an element of being disheartened. Throw it out. Because it will not do us any good. And second, that was the first sign. And second, Baba said, don't get afraid of small things. Things are happening, things are coming. Things are going, things are coming. Getting afraid doesn't do any good. And one of our 8 powers is power to face. Power to face. Difficult situations would come. One should face each one of those situations in order to become strong, in order to become powerful. This is not the path of escapism. This is the path of reality to face the truth. Because every time I face any situation, what happens? There is a growth. The result is growth. After going through any difficult situation, the result is growth. The result is maturity. The result is strength. The result is experience. Now you know how to tackle, how to handle that situation. First time you got lost, but next time, now you know. It's shown in Ramayana that Lakshman, he loses first and then he is victorious next time. He understood that first time he was little bit more egoistic. That's why he got lost. But the next time he learns and kills his enemy. So whenever a defeat happens, we learn from defeats. And we learn more from defeats than from victories. We learn more from sorrow than from happiness. We learn more from insults than from praises. We learn more from criticisms than from acceptance. We learn from more from those people who frown at us rather than those people who are welcoming us. So learning is always taking place. And life teaches us many things through all these situations. You have to take graduation degree from the University of Hard Knocks. This is the University of Hard Knocks, where people will hit you and slap you. So that's the University of Hard Knocks. So when you are a graduate from this university, your status is good. This is a very famous university. Very few people pass with honor from this university. University of Hard Knocks. Because when you do pass from this university, you become an icon, a role model. People will come to you with their life problems. So, take degree from, what is the degree? What is the degree? That's the degree. BCom. From those universities you get BCom. And from this university you get BCom. In the face of all the hard situations, difficult situations, fiery situation, boisterous situations. So you remain calm, without any voice, without any noise. And the power to accommodate everything, like ocean. In the ocean, if you throw flowers, it's okay. It's happy. If you throw a knife, even that knife, that ocean accepts. So whether it is praise or calumny, whether it is praise or criticism, whatever that life throws, be calm. So enter this. Brahmin family itself is a University of Hard Knocks. Forget outside life. The greatest Maya will come from Brahmins. This Brahmin family is an examination hall. And every Brahmin is a paper. Every Brahmin is a paper, and the Brahmin family is the examination hall. You don't have to go anywhere. You are right now in the examination hall. And everyone will come as a paper one day or other. Everyone of this family, not barring a single one. Everyone will come as a paper. If you analyze 10 Brahmins who had come in your life, you will understand that at one point or another, you had disturbed thoughts because of him or her. Person A disturbed you today. After a few days, you forgot him. Now person B is disturbing you. And then person C, and then D, and then E. When E is disturbing you, probably A is your friend. When C is disturbing you, probably B is now your friend. And when F is disturbing you, that time C has become your friend. So people keep on changing their roles. Sometimes they become friends, sometimes they become enemy. And doesn't take much time. They keep on changing their roles. As per our karmic accounts. So don't get afraid of papers. This is an examination hall where you are sitting. This is a university where you have come. So this is a great university. The moment you enter your university, boxing starts. So, Baba saying, don't allow your hearts to become small. All expansion is life, all contraction is death. All expansion is life, all contraction is death. So let the heart become big. There's a Christian story where there is a great merchant and he's employing many people. He has a huge farm. And he is employing many people. So some people have come in the morning time. And he took them. Then some people came in the afternoon. They started working from afternoon. Few people came in the evening and they started working from evening. Then he sat down and started distributing money. Their salary. Or their reward. And he gave equal reward to everyone. Those people who had come in the morning, they were working whole day. He gave them the same amount. For example, 100 rupees he gave them. Those who had come in the afternoon, them also he gave 100 rupees. And those who came in the evening, them also he gave 100 rupees. So these people had no problem, but these had problems. Because they said that we are working since whole day and you are giving the same amount to those who came just now. What is this account? So this man says, I am giving not because you came early or they came late or they are coming in the middle. I am giving because I have. I am giving out of abundance. I have nothing to do with what you all have done. I will give. It's my wish. Because I have, that's why I give. No matter who has come at what time. So Baba is also giving out of abundance, not that he has given. He'll give the same even to those who came late. Why? Because he is giving out of abundance. Because he is rich. He is giving out of richness. That's why he is giving. So become big heart. Big heart. Become small heart. Anybody will kick it. Small heart. So big heart. Stone. Like big stone. And then second thing is, don't be afraid of small things. These are very small things. I need not to get afraid.